This broadcast is coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of Algiers, located at 501 Opelousas Avenue. Our post office box number is 6250 New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. And this is Pastor H.G. Gale speaking, inviting you to stay tuned with us from this next hour. May the blessings of our Lord rest upon us, His great grace rest upon us. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace that is sufficient. Thank Thee for Thy faithfulness to Thy people. And we thank Thee, our Father, that all we can do is to honor and glorify Thy name, is to magnify and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal. We pray Thy blessings upon us again in this hour. Father, thank You for the Sunday school class that's come and gone, the voice of truth this morning. Well, bless Thy words in the weeks to come as people receive the tapes and the printed message of that voice of truth. Our Father, we pray Thy blessings upon it, and we know Thou art blessing it, and we want to thank Thee for that. And Thou art using those messages to awaken sinners, bring them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for this waiting audience before us here and out in Radio Land as they wait to listen to Thy message. Oh, tune our hearts with Thee above. Just give us a heart, a broken heart, a contrite spirit. And everything we do this hour will be for Your glory. Oh, just hide everything, pride and flesh and everything from us. And Father, we pray Thy blessings again upon the sick as they listen, upon the bereaved. You be with them and keep them. And we give Thee all the praise and honor and glory for Christ's sake, we ask it. Amen. Now let us turn to number 278. Number 278 in your hymn books, and we'll sing Saved to the Uttermost. 278.
Thank you.
Yes, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That word lively means living. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Not only are we saved by the power of God, but we are kept by the power of God, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, we praise the Lord for His presence with us, with grace over us, overshadowing us, His help and His strength and His power. And that's the only way that we can stand here and declare the message and preach to you the gospel. Now let's sing that other song, 403, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Everybody stand, come on. Number 403, Great is Thy Faithfulness. That's the gracious number. Come on and sing it.
Thank you.
Yes, I can say that. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto me. Let us not forget the storehouse. Just thought I'd drop this in here. And we thank you, each and every one who brought different bags of goods and all for the storehouse, able to help. And let's continue. Just send things to the storehouse, food, and canned goods, dry goods, and so forth. Or, like many are writing in, sending a check to us, we're able to buy things for it. And we praise the Lord for each and every one of us who will continue to help us. I want us to turn in our Bibles to the Second Thessalonians, the third chapter. 2 Thessalonians, just hold it right there. 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter. There's two prayers here. One prayer here, and there's another one I want to read to you. And at the same time, the Apostle Paul's prayer for the saints, and then the apostles asking the saints to pray for him. Now, I want us to just hold it there at 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter. And I want to read to you from the third chapter of Ephesians. If you want to turn there with us, in the third chapter of Ephesians. Wherefore, in the 13th verse, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now that was the prayer of the apostle for the believer for the inner fullness and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let us turn over to the third chapter of 2 Thessalonians and read the prayer requested by the Apostle Paul. Finally, brethren, that first verse, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith, religious or otherwise, not because an individual is religious, go to church, does good, pray, doesn't necessarily mean that individual has faith. But the Lord is faithful. I'm glad. Now, I'm going to talk about that tonight, maybe tonight or next week. Depends. I would that everyone would come and hear us in these studies. But God is faithful. But God is faithful. Who shall establish you and keep you from evil? And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord, direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now, I remember last week I mentioned at the end of the service, the close of the service, that I would continue our message on the love of God. But for some reason or another, the Lord knew it, why He led me to this thought here for our message this morning. And I believe it's needed by everyone, every one of us. And because there's been a great neglect in prayer, I can tell it. I just can tell it. As a servant of the Lord, and as the overseer God's made us, we are to guard God's people, the flock, call their attention to different things that's needful, things they have neglected. But I find that one of the things that's missing in the lives of many of you. Now, I'll tell you this. There were times we used to have our prayer services. And how I used to hear you pray and take hold of the horns of the altar and beseeching God's mercy, His grace, and praying for sinners, praying for this ministry. And I don't hear you at all anymore. I just don't hear you. What's happened? You've gotten cold. Unless I call upon you to pray, I never hear you. You know, prayer should be spontaneously. It should come spontaneously from the heart. And the apostle tells us over there in the 5th chapter of Ephesians to pray without ceasing, always praying. You know, I find myself in my study, as I'm meditating and studying, preparing myself for the message, I have to quit sometimes and just go crying out unto the Lord for different individuals, for the ministry, for sinners, for those who call me, for those who are in need, those who are in rebellion, those who will not listen to me, those who will not receive instructions, those who are dilly-dallying along the way as if everything is all right and everything is pleasant and everything is okay. And I've got to cry unto the Lord to stir individuals up and to cry for the ministry. And for this work, for you, that you won't turn back. And that your heart will not become hardened. Praying for our young people this week. Young people who have been grieving my heart. For mothers. Unto the Lord to stop them. To show them where they're heading. And I will continually do so too. But I believe that every one of us who name the name of Christ, you say you know the Lord, you should make it your own business as a part of your an obligation for you to pray. Pray. And seek God's face. Lay bare your own heart. Confess your own sins. Repent of your own sins, of your own coldness of heart. And tell and ask the Lord, request Him to take the fires from off the altar, as it were, and purge you and cleanse you and set a fire in your heart after Him. Remember, my friends, and after the hearts of others and praying for others, there are sinners that's dying about us. There are people that are lost around us, our friends, our loved ones. They're lost. Your own folks, your own relatives, your own children, they're lost. And I'm afraid that some mothers don't care about their children. Not concerned. First, you must get right yourself. And then you're able to pray for others. Confess your own sins, your own faults. You repent. First, confess your heart, the inner resources of your soul. Lay it bare before God. Spread it all out before Him. And then the first thing you know, after you've done that, you'll find yourself praying for others. There'll never come a time when you'll cease altogether from praying. That'll be a sad day in your life. And the Apostle Paul, over and over again, he always admonishes the saints to pray. Pray! And there is a book across the street there, I think, with the Apostle's prayer in them and how he prayed for his people. He prayed for the ministry. And he was a pattern to others that influenced them in prayer. And how he led his people to follow him. Now, don't be just satisfied to come and hear the message and just to hear the preached word. But what are you doing at home? That's the most important thing. What are you doing in your closet? That's what's going to mean something. And boy, how that rejoices my heart when I get a letter from different ones saying, Pastor, I'm praying for you. So I'm praying for you. I've never seen you before. I don't know who you are. But I hear you on the voice of truth. But I'm praying for you because I know you're God's servant. He's put you there. I wonder how many of us are praying. I wonder how many of us are meditating day by day on the Word of God. And as you meditate, there's prayers that spring from the heart. How many of you are lost? And you have, and you're looking for assurance. You're looking for satisfaction in Christ. But you don't take time out to call upon His name. You don't take time out to have Him search your heart. You don't take time out to pray. But you're occupying your mind and everything else with the things of the world. Here's an individual who tells me he's lost. He wants to be saved. You know you're lost. You know you have no assurance of salvation. And you know if you die, you're going to hell without Christ. But what you'll do? You'll go home. Well, I went to church this morning. I heard the message. Everything's all right. So I did my duty. And that's true. I'm lost. And you may have a big TV set there in your home. You'll get before you turn on. And boy, you'll just sit there and you'll laugh. You'll look at everything going along. And the first thing you know, everything that you heard in the morning at the services is gone. There's no more convictions there. The impressions are leaving you. The world's flooding in. And you're just taking up with those things. And boy, you're laughing and jolly, and you go on during the week, and you can just live like the world, in the world, of the world, and you're lost. And you'll come back the next Sunday or Sunday night, and you'll get underneath the message, and brother, you'll just be just sober and somber, and you'll listen, and you'll become frightened and fearful. You're lost, but still now you just don't do anything about it. You'll go home and you'll do the same thing over again. Or you'll turn on your record players, or your friends will come in, and boy, you'll have a hope, you'll forget about everything you heard. And you
you still don't know Christ, which is the most important thing in this life,
and I won't see you again till the next week, the next Sunday. Now, what you've been doing between that time? Have you been seeking the Lord? Have you been searching the Holy Writ? Have you been searching the promises? Have you? No sooner you. You're home, you're out, late at night, you're running here, you're running there, you're cheering or running here and running there, and you're just doing everything in the world, and everything's all right. Everything's all right. Now, am I telling the truth? What about that mother who's off running around at night, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, cheering her home? They're staying up till midnight. You don't know what they're doing. And you're just coming and going. No concern. I could talk to you till I'm blue in the face. Oh, yes, I know I'm wrong. I know my children are my responsibility. I know this and everything else. Yeah, but you're going carry on like you've been carrying on. Oh, well, you know, Herman, he's all messed up. He doesn't understand. He just doesn't understand me. And he don't know the problem I'm going through. Oh, me. Poor me. I'm poor me. And you want people to pity you and feel sorry for you. And you'll run to this one, you'll run to that one, you'll cry your eyes out and everything else. But you're playing the part of a hypocrite. You're coming here and you're sitting and you think you want to be saved, or you say you're saved and you're going to straighten up and everything else, but you'll carry on and go on like you've always been carrying. You'll leave here today, you'll do the same thing. Next week you'll be out every night and you'll be coming at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. You're cheering to be in the bar rooms and the lounges and all at home and everything else and doing what they please. I'm talking to somebody here this morning. Now, I had no intentions of saying those things, but the Lord just leaving to say those things, and I'm going to say it. And you know you're guilty. Fools despise instructions. And I could talk to people till I'm blue in the face, trying to help them. Like one young girl called me this week, and she was condemning other girls for doing this and doing that. I said, what about yourself? I haven't seen you in the services in weeks. I said, you're running around with a married man. She said, he's not married. I said, he certainly is in the eyes of God. I said, you're running. You're running from the truth. She has to admit it. Because she'd rather have that man and have the world being brought up here under the preaching of the gospel. You see the reason why you and I need to pray, believer? I'm going through a problem. I'm going through a struggle. I'm battling for the souls of men and women and children. Battling for your soul. And your daughters. But you'll continue to despise instructions. And one of the apostles, Paul, said, brethren, pray for me. Pray for me that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Because all men have not faith. I don't care what colors they bear, what religion they're named. They have not faith. But I'm going to preach till my dying day. I'm going to be true to your soul. You may tell me that you'll never hate me, but unless you turn to Christ, you're going to wind up hating me in the gospel. Unless you try, you quit your running around and get honest with God. You'll turn on me. And that's why I'm glad God is faithful. He's faithful who promised. God hadn't left this church. The Holy Spirit hadn't left this church, this work. You'll come clear with God or go to hell. Doesn't matter who it is. You'll come clear with God or go to hell. You'll sell out for Christ or go to hell. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Now that's the choice every individual has to make. If you ever get saved. And if you made up your mind you're going to choose the world and you want the world, well, go on with the world and go on to hell with it. But if you choose Christ, that means you're selling out. Go on. Go on. This may be my last message to you, but I'm going to be true to you. And I preach every message as is my last message. You lost, you're on the road to hell, and you're being blinded by Satan. There's no easy way, my friends, into the kingdom. Many of you are trying to get in the back way. You're trying to come in without repentance. You're trying to come into the kingdom without being slain by the sword of the Spirit, the truth of God's Word. You're trying to get into the kingdom by a little religion, a little covering, or a little false humility, or a little forsaken. While at the same time, your heart is full of rebellion. Full of rebellion, full of criticalness, envy and strife. You say you want to know the Lord, and some of you's been under the gospel for years. I see you every now and then, which means that you're a liar. You don't want to know Christ. You don't want to know Him. You have a name to live. You know, I got to keep up my reputation, you know. I can't offend no one. I got to keep up my reputation. You know, I can't let anybody know on my job that I go to First Baptist Church, Algiers. Or I'm associated with those people down there. You got a name to live. You see? Brothers and sisters, you pray for this preacher. As God is digging. Because sinners are either clean up or get out. Take your money and go to hell with it. God is faithful who had promised. Pray for us. Pray for our laborers. Pray for our office workers. They're going through things too. Intimidations, harassments. Pray for us. Oh, dear saints of God, bears on your heart continually as you come to the throne of grace. And I know the apostle knew too that there were many of the saints that were praying for him and his fellow laborers. And he would often respond with emphasis, my saints, my fellow laborers, continue to pray for me. Keep on praying. Keep on. Keep on praying. Don't let up. Pray together. Pray one with another. Even though others may not be there, keep on praying. Don't let it dishearten you, but let it encourage you. God is working. No matter where we are, near or far, the saints of God have one common meeting place. Praise God. The throne of grace. No matter where you are, in the home, in the throne, on the job, there's one common meeting place, and that's the throne of God's grace. Will you meet there with me? Will you meet there with me tonight? Will you come burdened? What about the missions as you gather out there? I know you're praying for me, brethren, but keep on praying. We're in a battle. We're in a war. And this war never ceases till we get to glory. It is the duty of God's people to pray for God's ministers. It's their duty to pray for their pastors, every mission leader, and others who are faithful unto the Word of God. It is our duty to pray one for another, and then to pray for sinners. Pray for awakened sinners who want to be saved. There's some people I can't even pray for. They tell you they want to be saved, and you never see them, and the Lord just removes them from my heart, and there's no prayer in my heart for them. I'm afraid there's some with you and out in radio land. Paul directs these brothers to that which they are to pray for. He goes on, and for one of them is that the word of the Lord may have free course. You see, not be bound, but the word of the Lord may have free course. And I know there's individuals who are trying to stem and trying to quiet us and cause us anxiety. And would want to discourage us and to give up. And what does that word, what do those words mean, free course? That the Word of God may have free course. What does it mean? I like this meaning, that it might be active and vigorous. Active and vigorous. Moving swiftly to accomplish that which the Lord please and to prosper in the thing whereunto He sends it. Praise God. Now that's what we pray for. And we get the meaning of the idea in Psalms 147:15. He sendeth forth His commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. Praise the Lord. To and fro through the earth, that the word of the Lord will continue to go forward. And that's what that means. Now you see, it may have free course. Lord, I've been praying this week, Lord, if I'm a stumbling block to any individual of getting to know You, Lord, remove me. Raise somebody up, somebody else. Raise someone else up that could do a better job, and that sinners may be saved. You don't know, I've been praying that this week. Lord, remove me. Lord, remove me. Oh, brethren, pray that the word of the Lord may remove all opposition. That the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may have free course into the ears and the hearts and the consciences of men. That's what we pray for.
The Lord says, open your mouth and I'll fill it. And praise God, He's faithful to that promise. Praise the Lord. He says, open it, I'll fill it.
Do you know, my friends, that all the forces of hell, all the demons of hell are being mustered together in opposition against the Word of God today? Did you know that? Even the attempt to hinder its publication and its success? My friends, don't be surprised what will happen in the near future. If this voice of truth, I know only the Lord can keep it on the air. But when the Lord is through with it, that's when it'll go off the air. Just like this ministry here, when the Lord's through with it. Then when He closes the doors, they're going to stay closed. I don't know a people who has the opportunity, as no other people on this earth, of being saved as you are. Because you're hearing the gospel, the true gospel, being preached. I don't know anywhere else you can go. I just don't know. I know I got a call during the week from some great outfit here in the city. Say, will you go along with us? We're looking for some churches in the area to where we could show so-and-so's film and everything. One of the great evangelists of this country. Will you let me show it in your church over there? I had to cut her off. I said, now, I don't want to take no more of your time. My time is valuable. Perhaps yours is too. But we're not interested in it. You get all the world and everything in here. And they've been crying to get all kind of things in here. Singing groups, conventions, and all that the world has to offer. But the Lord has given us grace just to be able to say no. Say no. That the gospel may have free course. Now you think of that. My friends, your soul is at stake. And then when the call comes to me and say, Watchman, what of the night? I'll be able to give an answer in the affirmative. Lord, I've done what you wanted me to do. That's all I can do. I can die, but I cannot compromise the Word of God. I cannot compromise with your soul. I don't care who it is. And you know that. Faithful. Now listen. That we may be delivered. Now I just got just a little bit in this message here. And our time is running out. We've got about 2 minutes. But I do want to say this. It was Paul's uppermost desire that the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in the conviction and the salvation of sinners. Oh, that was his joy. He said, you are my joy. I've begotten you with the word of truth, with the gospel. Ye are my joy. You see? Now, next Sunday, we're going to look at his second request. And then, what was that second request? For the safety of those who preach the gospel. In that third chapter of 2 Thessalonians, look. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men For all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Now we praise the Lord for being with you this morning out in Radio Land. The Lord's with us. He's digging deep. And I praise Him for it. He's faithful. And may you turn to the Lord now while there's time. My friends, you stop playing the fool and turn to the Lord. Now next Sunday, you hear us again on the 7th, from 7 till 8, over the Voice of Truth broadcast. Next Sunday morning on the same station. And hear a message from the lips of our late pastor, L.R. Shelton. It's a good old-fashioned message like we heard this morning. And I praise the Lord for it. So you tune in next Sunday morning from 7 till 8 and hear our late pastor, L.R. Shelton. Then tune in to the 10 o'clock to 11 Bible School of the Air, the 11 to 12 o'clock worship hour. And we'll continue this study here, or this message, and you pray for me. Now my mailing address is H.G. Gale, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Until this time next week, 7 o'clock in the morning, this is Pastor Gale saying goodbye. May God bless you. I pour my heart out to you. The Lord gave me this message not too long before I left home. I brought 3 or 4 messages with me. I told my wife last night, I said, "Hon, I just don't know. I don't know why I cannot get finish that message on the love of God." And she told me, she said, "Perhaps the Lord don't want you to deliver it." Now, I can see the reason why the Lord didn't, and why He's given me this particular message at this time. Because there's someone here, maybe a few, I don't know, here out in Radio Land, that the Lord had this message especially for. And there's got to be a change in that life somewhere, somehow. There's got to be a change for the better, or a change for the worse. The gospel is a salve of life unto those that believe, but is also a salve of death to those who disbelieve. And for God to seal an individual in unbelief, in their rebellion, that's the worst fate that could ever happen to an individual. For God to seal you in your unbelief, in your rebellion, in your stubbornness. And when that happens, the word comes home, tells us, let them alone. Let them alone. They are joined to their idols. Let them alone. Ephraim, what shall I do unto you? You're like a cloud. Promising. The rain is promising. See a cloud in the morning is very promising. My, we might get some rain today. I've seen those mornings, haven't you? Very promising, very dark, the clouds. You say, certainly we're going to have rain. And the first thing you know, the clouds begin to disperse, scatter, gone over, no rain. And that's the picture of a sinner who trifles with the Word of God and will not come to Christ. Very promising. First thing you know, all of the impressions are gone.
The old things begin to come back, built up in the life. They go back to the old sins, to the world, to their lust. All gone. See? Conviction's gone, impression's gone, and as a heart, you can never reach them. Can't reach them. You just can't reach them. But may it not be said of you, my sinner friend. Let him alone. You've done all you could. You digged around there by my spirit. Warned them. Let them alone. You want to go on their sins? Let them go on. But you take your stand. Don't you compromise with them. Don't you condone sin in their lives either. May you turn to the Lord. Turn to Him. Let Him break you. Let Him bring you down in repentance, confession, broken off of everything. Until you brought to the end of your way in your disobedience. Only then can God have mercy on you. He doesn't have to save you. Now let's remember that, sinner. God does not have to save you. He doesn't owe you a thing in the world. He doesn't owe you a thing in the world. I don't care how much you've done for this church, how much you gave. God doesn't owe you a thing in the world. You're not saved by works. You're saved by grace. Now you remember that. I would that you run towards the Lord. Run to Him. And fall at His feet. Take the blame. Take the blame. Everything in the world. Take the blame. Admit you're wrong. And take the blame. May God help you. Help us all. Lord willing, I'll see you tonight. And perhaps tonight I may be in glory. But I delivered my heart this morning. I did what God wanted me to do. Let's stand.